snow sculpting season is underway in Wisconsin. Teams from around Wisconsin, the nation, and the world come to demonstrate their artistry. They carve a sculpture under the pressure of a ticking clock and changing weather conditions. For the Wisconsin team Sculptora Borealis, named after the Northern Lights, they're defending their fifth title at Lake Geneva's Winterfest, which runs through Sunday. 15 teams are competing in America's Snow Sculpting Invitational. The team started chiseling their blocks on Wednesday in Flatiron Park on the shores of Geneva Lake. The father-son duo of Mike and Bob Lechtenberg are part of Sculptora Borealis. Kate Archer Kent talked with them about their shared love of sculpting.
Bob, snow sculpting is an art form, and your team is creating a sculpture called Controller of Worlds. What can you tell us about this young alien playing a video game?
So we tried to take a little bit of current events. Back when we were designing the piece, there was that question of Comet, I think it was 3A Atlas or something like that. You know, questionable whether it was a comet or an alien spacecraft. And so we took a play on that and designed this as kind of an alien and the question of, you know, what is he playing? What's he controlling? And so we eventually settled on the Controller of the Worlds title, kind of almost Matrix-y, you know, as he's looking out amongst the crowd, is he controlling where the crowd is going and what you're doing? You know, is there something else beyond just our normal mindset? And so we like to do these sort of pieces where it makes people think a little bit and, you know, kind of in a fun, playful manner, but gives them something to think about rather than just walking up and saying, oh, you know, there's a dog or, you know, there's a cat.
Mike, can you give us a visual? How big is the snow block that you start with?
The block for Lake Geneva is an 8x8x10 feet high, I believe. Is that correct, Bob?
Yep, correct.
Bob, is it intimidating to stare at this, like, faceless snow block and know how much work you have ahead of you to make an artistic creation?
8x8x10 for us is no problem. We just did one up in Stillwater the other week that started out as a 10x20x10. So that one was a little bit bigger to have to come to grips with as to, you know, what we were going to do and how we were going to make it happen. But in the end, it's a block of snow, and we have a plan that goes step by step with what we're targeting to accomplish, and then we just enact the plan from there.
How does that step-by-step plan come together? Because I also understand you use, like, clay modeling to plot out how the sculpture will be formed.
Correct. Yep. Our third team member, Josh Jakubowski, is generally the one who does the most of our clay modeling, making that maquette for us to go off of. It is a scale model so that we know exactly where components are interacting with it. From there, we then kind of all look at it. I'm a project manager by background, so that's one of my specialties, is kind of looking at the overall design and layout and, you know, figuring out what parts can come down when, what's going to be most efficient for us, what parts we can use for other components, if we're adding on things, if we're going taller than the block, where we're going to pull those blocks from. And then we all discuss and come to an agreement over, you know, what the best approach is, dividing out the labor between the three of us and who's going to focus on what.
Mike, I understand that Bob brought you into the fold of snow and ice sculpting. What has it taught you, you know, about each other as a father and son, and what has it meant to your relationship?
Oh, it's a pleasure to get to work with my son on a project that's creating, and it's creating art, and it's creating happiness. We always like to do pieces that are thought-provoking, and people respond to that. So it's just a pleasure to be able to work with my son. But we also have pressures, and we have to communicate well and make sure we're on the same page.
So, Bob, if you make mistakes in the snow sculpture at any step, is snow forgiving? Can you do over a part of the sculpture and try again or build back?
Yeah, certainly. And we'll add on parts to the sculpture. Almost every sculpture that we do tends to go outside of the block in some way, shape, or form. You know, certainly there are ways to kind of patch things back up. We generally call it slush, but it's not to the normal water content level that people would normally think of slush. But taking snow, and if you want it to blend in with the block that you're using, you actually have to shave it off of the block, because if you just use natural snow from around the area, that will tend to be whiter than the block itself. So we have sharp kind of binder plate tools that we will use to shave off finer kind of snow particles, put that into a bucket, add some water, mix it up with like a potato masher of sorts, and then, you know, just enough water so that it starts to stick together and make a snowball. And then that's what you can use to patch things. For some of the add-ons, we'll also do kind of a lock and key method where we'll, you know, sculpt out kind of a female end inside the block itself. And then the piece that we're adding on, you know, we'll have a matching key to that so that we can then insert that portion into the snow sculpting block. And then we'll use a little bit of the slush kind of around that seam to hide it and really make it stable.
So while the surgery is underway for days, do you have to, you know, keep a close eye on your weather conditions?
Weather is always a component of it. We call that, you know, depending on how many teammates you have on a particular build, most of them it's three teammates. So that's generally speaking your fourth teammate. Hmm. We have plan A, plan B, sometimes plan C, depending on if it's going to be warm, cold, too cold, just right. So there's kind of an optimal, which the long-term forecast right now for Lake Geneva looks excellent for sculpting. One of the few years in recent history where it actually looks like it's going to be top-notch for us. So we're excited about that. We should be able to make everything come to life. But we certainly have plans in place and adjustments where if the weather is in particular going to be too warm, there are some portions that won't hold quite as well. And so we have, you know, adjustments to make where it's a little bit more gravity-based than something that might be sticking, you know, way out, creating a lot of negative space underneath it.
Mike, as the story goes, Bob brought you into snow sculpting nearly 20 years ago. What is the community of ice and snow sculptors like in Wisconsin, and are newcomers welcome?
Newcomers are definitely welcome. It's a wonderful group of very creative, very artistic people. They're very friendly and also very competitive. So we all want to do our best. And the fascinating thing with that is everyone's willing to share and show you what tools they have and what they've made and how to improve what you're doing. So it's a unique community in that way, that it's competitive, yet everyone shares.
And Bob, you've been a big part of Lake Geneva's Winterfest for years. What do you love about sculpting on the shore of Geneva Lake?
I don't know if it's as much the location. I mean, certainly it's a beautiful area. You're right there on the shore. Sometimes that can be a negative because the wind blows right off the lake and there's nothing to block it. Mm. So that sometimes does lead to a bit colder temperatures depending on where you're located. But ultimately, it's the people, the community, always very welcoming, open. The Visit Lake Geneva team is great. I work very closely with them on the operations, and I'm getting all the blocks together. They really want to see their event being one of the top, if not the top event in the country. And so we're working toward that and, you know, trying to continue to push the envelope, making sure that we have, you know, appropriately taken care of the sculptors that are coming into town so that it continues to be one of those events that sculptors want to come to. And this year we are branching out a little bit more, and the first year that we have international teams coming to Lake Geneva. So we're very excited about that.
Mike, part of building is also letting go. How do you feel about your art melting and disappearing after all that hard work?
I like to tease that all our mistakes disappear. And I have other brothers who say, why don't you carve something that is permanent? But this is just such a wonderful media. How often do you get to carve something that's over 10 feet big? And the white snow can be so pristine and spectacular. You can get some very dramatic pieces from it, and relatively quickly versus any other art form, media.
Bob, how do you let go?
Yeah, similar. The three media that we work in most often is snow, ice, and sand. Snow, in my opinion, is my favorite. It's part of the reason why I put that first in my company title. But snow, you know, is to me just a perfect mixture of, like my dad said, the ability to go big, but to do it relatively quickly. Hmm. Sand, you generally don't go quite as big and you can't get the negative space as well. You know, there's a lot of physics behind sand, but the short of it is it doesn't hold as well as snow does. Hmm. Ice certainly holds really well and you can do a lot with it, but the temperature conditions that you need for that and the tools and ability to work through that are much harder, you know, given that ice is a much more solid surface than the snow or the sand. So snow to me is that perfect mixture of being able to do a design, have lots of ability with that design to create negative space, things that, people wouldn't think that you can do in snow, and to get it done in just a few days, you know, with your scale being 10, 12, 14, even 16 feet tall coming out of some of these blocks.
Well, Mike and Bob, all the best to you in the competition. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Mike and Bob Lechtenberg spoke with Kate Archer-Kent. They're a father and son snow sculptor team, part of the team Sculptora Borealis. They're defending their fifth title at Lake Geneva's 31st annual Winterfest, running through Sunday on the shore of Geneva Lake.